Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all good things happening at the primary level. This week we spend some time learning about a collaborative initiative between the Ministry of Education and First Global Bank entitled Music, Perfect Pitch for a Sound Education. One good thing about music. Studies have shown that when incorporated into an academic curriculum, music enhances a child's ability to learn. With this in mind, First Global Bank sought to partner with the Ministry of Education in 2011 to launch a pilot program that would see music being incorporated into the grade 3 curriculum of 6 primary schools. First Global recently provided an update on the program, and based on the results, so far, so excellent.
Over 90% of our students improve at least 2 grade levels in numeracy and literacy. All students were exposed to the playing of a musical instrument. Students who could not recognize letters at the start of the project are now reading up to 2 grade levels above their grade level. And I must also say, at least one student improved 6 grade levels in the project. Most, if not 100%, of the students have demonstrated mastering phonics and listening comprehension in the grade 3 diagnostic test in 2012.
Assistant Chief Education Officer Dr. Mary Campbell reading from a report on the results of the program. But the improvements weren't just academic.
The project has not only impacted the students' academic performance, but has also had positive effects on their development and general demeanor. All principals have reported that the students have become more confident, respectful, responsible, and independent. Their attendance at school also improved.
Responding on behalf of the participating schools, Principal of John Rollins Success Primary in Montego Bay, Yvonne Miller-Wisdom, lauded both First Global and the Ministry of Education for the initiative.
The teachers were enthused in learning the math songs, the musical jargons, and being more aware of the implications of using music to drive literacy and numeracy. This was made possible because the Ministry of Education selected well-experienced education officers that designed the programs and trained us and ensure that we implemented the programs at the school.
The teachers also conducted workshops with other teachers to show them how to infuse the strategies and techniques into the higher grades. She also noted that teachers from other schools have also expressed an interest in having their schools participate in the program. Now for our young musicians, here's what they had to say about the program.
It's fun to play because it's easier for us to learn when you put it in songs.
Donnie Henderson from Bickersteth Primary and Infant School in Montego Bay, St. James. Sia Howard, a student of John Rollins Success Primary School, says the program has left her feeling very accomplished.
I feel like I have achieved a lot. I felt like something just burst out, like I'm proud of myself because I've been practicing and everything and I was so shy.
Due to the overwhelming success of Music, Perfect Pitch for a Sound Education, First Global has decided not only to continue the initiative, but to expand it to more schools.
We will continue to work with the original schools. We will work with the current grade students who started in September, as well as expand the program to work with the current grade 4 students. So we're now going back to grade 3, as well as those moved up to grade 4. In addition, we have added 3 new schools.
Chief Executive Officer of Grace Kennedy Financial Services, Courtney Campbell. He says First Global Bank will continue to provide the musical instruments, equipment, and materials needed to drive this initiative. They will also continue to sponsor teacher training workshops to hone the teachers' musical skills to effectively deliver this curriculum. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till then, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.